Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all doing tonight, fellas?
What up? What up?
What's goody goody?
All right. Glad to see you guys are doing good, man. I got some topics that are near and dear to us. One of the topics that we were talking about just amongst ourselves, we saw a video on social media about this woman being interviewed by a radio station. And this woman was talking about how her man is too nice, about how she needs a little bit of spice, a little bit of fire. He's always treating her good, and he's always opening the door for her and buying her nice things. And he was like, I'm
speechless. Is there a clip? I remember you sending me a clip, and I'm like, that bitch was retarded.
Yep. That was me, I think, that sent that to you.
Oh, that was you sending it. Okay. Whoever sent it, I remember seeing it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play you part of the interview that happened on this radio station, and then me and the fellas are going to kind of summarize it and basically react to it.
We went out to dinner. I'm literally sprinting in my heels to beat him to the door so I can try to open it for myself.
Girl, why? Wait, hold on now. Hold on, Tatiana. What is wrong with a man showing you love and affection? What's wrong with the flowers?
It's fine when we first started dating, but wow. Now, like, we're in there. You ain't got to keep doing all this. Oh. He opened the car door every time we going to get in the car. It's like, go start the car so we can go. Like, I can open my own door. You don't have to do this every time.
So you,
it's annoying.
You must have never had a guy treat you like this before.
No, I haven't. And I'm going to be honest. I be trying to start little arguments because I need a little toxicity, you know,
Jesus
somewhere.
Christ.
He just will not respond.
Lord, have mercy.
No, ma'am, Pam. What was she when I was thugging?
Toxic environment.
Where is she when I was thugging?
Right. Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah, but I've been seeing so much of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so much of the women talking about something. Oh, if he ain't, you know what I'm saying, talking shit, blah, 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 or something like that to me, then I don't want him. I'm like, bitch, what? Make that shit make sense.
Oh, they can't. So, long story short, man, after she does this interview about why she doesn't like her man doing nice things for him and how she knows he's everything she ever wanted in a man and she's still not ready for it. She just wants that toxicity. She finds out he's on the phone. So, I don't know how that relationship goes after that. All I know is my man was like...
He took her back.
No, he was like, I'm speechless.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, because she apologized and stuff like that. But at first, he was like, "Oh, she don't deserve me."
Yep.
So it's not like he's weak, you know what I'm saying, or simp or whatever they want to call guys nowadays. You know.
No, this is what this generation classifies as a simp. And so, yeah. So, what do you guys think about this, man? What do you think about this whole? Obviously, this woman is toxic, and we can go on for days about how this is just a dumb mentality to have, and how there are people that view this as a simp, and how it's viewed negatively in the culture, in society. But what is your guys' take on, I guess, the idea of toxic behavior? We know she's toxic, but what is the type of toxic behavior that you guys have, we've evolved now to the point where we're like, this specific toxic behavior, I no longer accept in my life.
Oh, what have I moved on from?
Yeah, like, so, has there been something where you're like, as far as this action goes, as far as other people, whether it be relationships, friendships, work, whatever, that you're like, that you say, this toxicity, I will no longer accept in my life because it compromises my happiness?
I'll answer this right quick.
Go ahead, dude.
Crazy bitches. I'm done with crazy bitches. I'm done with them. I done had my share of them. I'm finished with them. I mean, every female or every male got a little bit of crazy in them, whether you want to admit that shit or not. We all got a little bit of crazy in us.
We do.
It just depends on how much craziness you going to tolerate nowadays. And my crazy toleration limit is way low now. I don't deal with it. As soon as I see, and it ain't even got to be anybody that I want to pursue any sort of physical or romantic relationship with. I'm talking about in friendship wise as well. I'm talking about in just a motherfucking 2 minute conversation. If you give me any little ounce to let me know you about that toxicity or that drama, I'm out. I'll literally turn around right in the middle of you saying something and walk away. I don't give a fuck. I ain't got time for it. I'm too old for that shit. So I don't.
You just walk
with
out like
anymore.
A smooth criminal, boy.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. I'm gone.
Go ahead, man.
So for me, it's the fucking attitude. So you know, you dealt with some women before, and they like, oh, I'm a boss bitch, this, and they, you know what I'm saying, got that real bad attitude. And I think I've said something about this too, it's like a lot of women are being more masculine than men are some days. But for me, I will not tolerate a woman with a badass attitude. I will not fucking do it. You're not finna run around and disrespect me. You're not gonna freaking talk to me with a, you know, saying bullshit ass attitude. If you're not happy, then fucking roll out. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. Fuck on out of here. I'm not dealing with somebody in their bad attitude. Now, if you genuinely have a problem, then let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. Let's figure this thing out. Yeah. But if you have an attitude just because you fucking got an attitude and you expect me to read your fucking mind or some bullshit instead of opening your mouth and fucking talking, then fuck that shit. I'm not dealing with that shit. Yeah. Closed mouths, don't get fucked, don't get fed. Well, the same thing.
Don't be fucking mouths. The closed mouths don't be get fucked. Of course they don't.
I said closed mouths don't get fed. If you can't tell me what the hell are you saying or what you feeling, then fucking roll out. I don't want to hear it.
Go ahead, Duke.
Ain't got time to be guessing.
I don't want nobody to take what Mailman is saying wrong. You're not talking about a strong woman. You love strong women. You don't like a woman that has an attitude, because those are two separate things, and people try to mesh them together sometimes. Yeah. So I just want you to clarify what you're talking about when you're talking about.
I think I said women with attitude. Like, I didn't say nothing about not liking a strong woman and not wanting a strong woman. I said just specifically women with attitude. And I explained it. If you have a problem, voice that problem. Say what the problem is so that we can, you know what I'm saying, try to work on, you know, alleviating the problem.
I think what Duke is trying to say is that there are women that correlate, they connect things that aren't supposed to be connected. So if you're a woman, say, I have my own, I have a job, I got a career, things like that. You are a strong woman. And then they
you're
say,
an adult.
And right. And then they say, and I'm not going to have a man tell me what to do. Now, that's attitude. That's attitude. Because in a relationship, and I think that's what Duke is saying, that women connected to, where it's like, no. I can sit there and have a strong will. And I can have an attitude, and those two aren't separate. When naturally it is. You can be a strong woman and not have an attitude with a man. Men do it all the time. There are women out there that say, listen, I want a man that takes care of me, that is strong, that runs the house, that is a man's man, and treats me like a queen. That's, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Women can sit there and say, no, I want to be strong-willed. I want to be this, that, and the third. And I am not going to be respectful for a man. If I got a problem, you're going to hear about it. And if I get an attitude, you're just going to have to deal with it. That's not.
No, I don't.
You see what I mean? That's the toxicity that we talk about when we say what you don't accept. And obviously, that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Correct.
I don't accept. I'm not going to accept that type of behavior, that type of toxic behavior. I will not do it.
Yeah. One of the things that I don't accept anymore, not necessarily, is this idea of growth. I like the idea of being a lifetime learner. I don't want to be in a situation where I feel like I can't learn anymore. I've reached the pinnacle of how much I can learn and how much I can grow and how much better I can be. I want to be the best person I can be. And if I take steps in the right direction, I want to keep doing that. I want to keep saying, okay, I make $50,000 this year. How can I make 55? How can I make 60? How can I grow? How can I be a better father, husband, man, boyfriend, dad, friend, anything I can do to be a better person? And I can't accept people close in my life that don't kind of have that same kind of mindset where they aren't taking steps in the right direction. If you are at a situation where you're like, hey, listen, this I'm comfortable with and I don't want to move any more forward, unless you are making $100 million a year and have a family and a wife and you're just completely successful, I get it. But I don't know motherfuckers like that. So I hope everyone I know is like trying to make steps in the right direction. And I don't know if it's a toxic behavior. I think it's more of a complacent behavior where you're just happy with the water being still instead of, you know, let's have some ripples in there a little bit.
I mean, to each their own.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
who am I to tell somebody else what their comfort level should be or what they should be content with? Mm-hmm. You know, because some people can be content with being in a toxic relationship. Some people like that toxicity, you know. Right. Me, for one, I'm not. I do not mm-hmm. like that toxic, but it just seemed like, you know, because that's not the first video or first time I've heard of a woman saying that she don't want a guy that, you know, that's a nice, oh, he too nice, or he too this. Or he, you know, it's not the first time I heard that. And so, mm-hmm. like, when I hear that, it just makes me feel like, man, you got a person that's doing a lot for you, you know, being nice, open doors. He was making sure her flowers never died. Like, he would send flowers to her work.
Flowers to her work every week.
Every week. Mm-hmm. You got a man that's going through those lengths to show you how much he cares and appreciates you and how much he thinks the world of you, and you unappreciative of that.
I think a lot of it has to do with, too, is you have to be able to accept love. And it, just by her comments, I think she's having an issue accepting the type of love that he's trying to give her. And a lot of times that has to deal with you inside, like you said earlier, Mailman. Male or female, sometimes when someone is trying to show you affection and love like that and you're not accepting it, it's because there's something inside of you to where you don't feel as if you truly deserve this or deserve to be treated that well. I think when they have that conversation, something like that is going to come out, because the one girl that was interviewing, or one of the gentlemen, I couldn't remember which one, had said something like, you've never had anybody do something like that for you before. And she was like, no. So she don't know how to even accept it. So that's right. Part of the reason on why she's feeling the way she is, because it might be something inside of her that she might not be completely loving herself the way that she should be. And that's that, and because she don't love herself, she's not going to allow somebody else to love her the way that she deserves. And vice versa, if it was, you know, a fella, the same thing. If you don't love yourself, it's impossible for you to accept love from someone else.
That was exactly what I was going to say. How can mm-hmm. you accept love from somebody else?
I think it's mm-hmm. interesting because you have these situations with men and women. You're ready to date. You want to enjoy the dating aspect, going out, this, that, and the third. And you're not ready for a relationship. And you dream of these things and you want these things, but there's so many flaws within yourself that you have not addressed that you shouldn't be dating. Dating is supposed to be towards an end goal of marriage and finding a companion for the rest of your life. That's the purpose of dating. Are we compatible? If you have not resolved the trauma, the flaws, the issues that you deal with day in, day out, not all of them, but just some of the ones that make it harder to accept love, to accept another person, these things pop up and that toxicity surfaces. There are some people that are okay with it. Like some men and women that are like, hey, listen, this is a toxic behavior. I'm mature enough to recognize it and help you grow through that. Oh. But please be mindful that every woman that was listening to this interview about a man who buys her flowers every week before the old one dies, who opens the car door every time, who treats her nice, who takes all this, that, and a third, who does this. There's a woman out there listening and saying, if you don't want your man, I do. and I will take care of it. And I'm gonna say this right now. I don't even do half the shit this man does.
Mm-mm.
So I know there are some women that are like, hey, listen, I was talking to news like a month ago. I'm done with him. This woman, this man right here, let me find out he on Tinder. Look, come on now. Don't lose what you have that's good. So, and that's just in a relationship aspect.
All right.
But yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. As a parent, we all want to set our kids up for success any way we can. And that includes teaching them the value of earning, saving, and investing money, even at an early age. So when Duke introduced Mailman and I to the Greenlight card, it became something we were very intrigued in. The Greenlight card is a prepaid debit card designed to teach your kids about the fundamentals of personal finance. Using this app and card, kids can earn money through chores, set saving goals, spend wisely, and even invest. As a parent, you can set flexible goals and receive real-time alerts while your child is monitoring their own balance, setting goals for themselves, and learning how to manage their money. The app gives you complete control over your child's money by allowing you to set spending limits at specific stores. Plus, it has unique features like a savings account that earns parent-paid interest and an investing platform where your kids can invest in real time with your permission. Duke's been using this for a while. And
green light!
Yeah, and Mailman and I are just signing up as well for our children because setting them up for success is important. And we want to invite all our listeners to do the same. So if you have children and this is interesting to you and this speaks to you, please go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and a Linktree page and find a Greenlight link and sign up. We're excited we're excited to share this journey with you guys. And we also want to hear how it works out for you. So let us know.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our second segment of the day. We were talking about our first topic here about the toxic behaviors that me, Duke, and Mailman no longer accept in our lives as far as other people and the people that we keep in our circle and the people that we keep in our lives. But it wouldn't be fair if we didn't turn it back on ourselves. So I'm going to ask you guys this question. What are some toxic behaviors that you have had that you no longer accept of yourself?
So for me personally, and y'all have known me for years, and one of you used to always say, well, he an asshole just because he an asshole.
You still is an asshole.
I know, right? So,
it was me.
So here we go.
It was me.
So,
it was
both. Here we go. So here we go. So I don't tolerate being a full asshole no more.
You're going to be half just an
half an asshole. Right. So let me explain though. A half asshole. But this is why. Just like we said a couple episodes ago, what I tell you, sometimes you gotta let a motherfucker fall. Well, that's being half an asshole. It's not because you don't give a shit. You want this motherfucker to be on their own and to survive in life. So sometimes you just gotta give a motherfucker a life lesson of like, go ahead and fall. I'm going to help you back up, but I'm going to also be like, you probably shouldn't have done that, right?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So there's still a part of being an asshole with that because, or half asshole, excuse me, with that because people still know, like y'all know, if I ain't feeling you, I ain't feeling you. I'm just going to give you the, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just like, you know, I don't like you. But if I care for you and I want you to strive and I want you to be a better person, I'm still going to be that person. I'm like, you know, you're fucking up right now, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That don't mean I don't believe in you. That in actuality, a lot of times I believe in you more than you believe in yourself at that moment because you're just having a down moment. I know you're going to pop up from that and I know you're going to grow from that. But sometimes you just need to hear that little bit of asshole on your shoulder like, look at here, motherfucker. You fucking up. You know what I'm saying? And that's all. That's what I mean. So, you know what I'm saying? Instead of being a full asshole, I give y'all a half asshole now.
You 50%. You 55.
And by the way, you're welcome.
Boy, ain't no such thing as being a half asshole.
It is a half asshole.
You're either an asshole or you're not. It's like being half pregnant. How you gonna be half pregnant? You like that shit don't make no sense. You're either an asshole or you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Has calmed down on the asshole.
that assholery
that he has. We have been accustomed to. Now that is true.
I recognize that.
I think with me, for me, one thing that I think I have a bad habit of doing is allowing for mistreatment, people to mistreat me and letting it go and still continue to deal with those types, giving people chance after chance out of chance just to watch them continue to hurt me and hurt me and hurt me again. I consider that to probably be a toxic trait of mine. To where instead of, you heard the old saying, don't burn your bridges and things like that. Well, now I'm starting to realize that some of those bridges need to be set on fucking fire. Drenched in gasoline and hit with a freaking flamethrower. Because I always find myself, well, you know what I'm saying, turn another cheek or, you know what I'm saying, give them another chance. You know what I mean? When some people ain't deserving of a second chance. Not for me. Maybe somebody else. Well, I ain't going to even say a second chance. I'm going to say a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth chance. I give people too many chances and too many opportunities to hurt me when I should nip that shit in the bud, you know what I'm saying, a lot sooner.
No, I feel that. One of the toxic traits that I had for years, man, is the idea of change. Is that I always felt like, people will change for the right reason if you give it to them. And if you ain't gonna change for yourself, then that's not really a change.
Yep.
One of the things I used to always do is give people this opportunity to be like, hey, listen, you can grow and you can be a better person and it's like that. And not taking them for who they show me not in a moment, but if you have a consistency of letting someone down, being a toxic person, being a good person, whatever the case may be, I would always kind of be like, well, you know, maybe this isn't you. You can be better. You could do better, right? And then I just got to a point in my life where it's like, no, if people are going to be who they are. Once they get comfortable with you, they are who they are. I'm only explaining this because I have friends that I've had in my life that have done this to me. If you have a friend that is a hoe and they consistently show you that they are a hoe, stop acting like they a good person. No, they not. Ricky a hoe, but I love him, but I accept that Ricky is a hoe. And that was the toxic thing that I wouldn't accept people for who they are, just their potential, what I thought was their potential. And it was just one of those things that just, it would frustrate me when they would constantly let me down. But then I realized they were letting me down from my own expectations of them and not who they actually was. And that was something I really had to change.
When people tell you or show you who you are, then you believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. If someone is flawed, that doesn't mean they necessarily have to be out of your life. You know what I mean? They just flawed. And it's okay to accept someone in your life with flaws as long as you understand that this is their flaw. If Johnny over here has a flaw of paying you back, you can love Johnny. You can have Johnny in your life and never loan Johnny a dime. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You recognize Johnny ain't gonna pay you back.
But if you in a relationship with a motherfucker and he whooping your ass, don't be talking about, oh, but he has so much potential. I see potential in him. What you see potential in him becoming a motherfucking featherweight boxing champ or something? Stop letting this motherfucker whoop your ass. You know?
Domestic abuse, man. It's. I think it's easier for men to sit there and say, hey, listen, I'm just going to stop looking at the potential. Who you are is who you are. I'm just going to leave it at that, right? I'm going to accept you for what you are. You consistently give me examples of who you are. I'm going to accept that and not base it off of my own emotions or what I think you can be. I think it's easier for men to do that than it is for women because of how we're programmed differently. But at the same token, that's who it is, man. That's what it is. When you see men and women or men and women both sit there and be with someone that's like, oh yeah, but they treat me nice and they did this, that, and the third, but they're flawed and everything like that. I don't accept their flaws. No, you gotta accept people for their good and their bad. If a person is really sweet to you and they're nice to you and they like to take care of you and rub your feet and give you back massages and they're really bad with money, you gotta accept the fact that that person is bad with money. Stop giving them your debit and credit cards. They bad with money. You see what I mean?
Exactly. Well, know the difference between a flaw and a flag too.
Right.
Because you know what I'm saying? You can live with flaws. You can talk about flaws and stuff like that. But a flag or a red flag, to be more specific, that's when you need to get the fuck up out of here. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Because a motherfucker that's bad with money, that's a red flag to me. But a flaw is like somebody that can't cook that well. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know. I think not being good with money is a flaw. Being bad with money can be a flaw. But then again, it's an education process. Now, if you one of those people that are like, hey, listen, I'm not the best with money. I just don't know how to invest and plan for the future. That's a flaw that can be educated out of you.
Now, there you go. Right.
Now, if you one of those people that's a flaw. Now, if you say, oh, no, I just got paid today and I got to pay my bills, but I saw this Louis Vuitton bag in the mirror, in the window, that's a flag.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a priority.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly that shit.
Flaws, flags. We even talked about a lot of stories about motherfuckers who looked at flags and thought they were flaws.
Right.
What is that one story where the motherfucker had a gun at the end table and got caught cheating? And then got caught cheating and then shot her boyfriend for catching her
in Florida.
Yeah.
You brought it up. That motherfucker was in Florida. Shit.
That's another topic we should freaking explore too. Like, what are some red flags?
Florida. That's a goddamn red flag. I got family in Florida and they all red flags. I'm sorry, I love y'all, but y'all red motherfucking flags.
Typically I'd be like, dude, you too far, man. Leave Florida alone. But when he said, listen, Florida red flag, I'm like, you're not wrong.
How many stories did we say that we talked about that shit was like a wretched dude that motherfucker was from Florida?
Exactly.
Listen, I'm not even gonna bullshit y'all. There'd be stories I'll be looking up and I'd be like, I gotta turn this one down because it's another one from Florida. We can't just be shitting on the state every day, man. I'd be like screaming them and being like, all right, is this city in Florida? Is it somewhere by the Florida region? Do they even have a state that they from? Like,
hey, we didn't create the news. We just reporting on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. Florida, we love y'all. Y'all just crazy.
Speak for yourself.
You just say, I know. We love y'all, me and Mailman. Don't have no...
Again, speak for yourself.
Oh, shit. Damn. Okay, my bad.
I don't fuck with Florida like that. I do not fuck with Florida like that. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
If we ever go on tour, I'm telling you right now, we're not going to Florida.
I was going to say that.
We ain't going.
When I go to graduate, I'm going to Florida.
Hey, that's about it, though. Hey, you know Florida, it's something going on in Florida when even Mother Nation be trying to wipe that motherfucker out. How many times have you been hit with a hurricane?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Even Mother Nature be trying to shit on Florida.
You know what's fucked up is that, you know what's messed up about that is when with the image I pictured was just like God sitting next to Mother Nature and be like, damn, you ain't get rid of that shit yet? Come on now. Do some elbow.
I'm constipated.
Oh man. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back, y'all. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. On to our third segment here today.
On the next episode of Ratchet News. Me, 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 me.
All right.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Yep. Here we go. Let's get it.
Came across a news article here. News article reads, my boyfriend pays the rent for our home, but he doesn't know I'm the landlord.
Wow.
Yes. Let's get into this. Let's get into it. I'm going to read it all. A woman has split the internet after she reveals that her boyfriend has been paying rent and bills for their home without knowing that she is the property owner. Janae mentioned in a TikTok video that she and her partner have been living at a house for about a year now. Filming from inside her car, she explains, he pays the rent and all the major bills. Little does he know, I'm the landlord and owned this place for 5 years now.
Wow.
Her video has been viewed over 1.3 million times since being posted on Thursday, September 2nd, and it has received mixed reactions. Janae said she moved in a new place with her boyfriend about a year ago, and he pays for the rent and all the major bills. She asked, do y'all think he'll be mad? One criticized, that's so wrong, shows you're just using him, poor guy. It's the fact that he's never met the landlord for me, another wrote. Deceitful, maybe, but off the top, he has to pay the rent anyway, so low-key, it's a fair trade. Some supported Janae, and said it was security to her own finances if the relationship ends.
Wow.
Let's talk about this, man. Let's talk about it. What do y'all think about this, man?
She trifling. She trifling.
I like it. She trifling. I'm done.
She trifling. Because it's dishonest. You know what I mean? It's just like the one guy said, it's dishonest. It's one thing to be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you just living off of me, you know what I'm saying? Rent free because I own this place, you know? But he's paying all the major bills on top of paying rent to her. That's just trifling. It's greedy and it's trifling, you know? She could have easily just said, hey, look, I own this house, but I don't want you just living off of me, you know what I'm saying? So can you pay, you know what I'm saying, the bills or whatever, you know what I mean? So that you're not just living here rent free. That's fair, especially when you're in a relationship. Y'all supposed to be partners, you know what I mean? That ain't a partnership. She's trying to get over. That shit is deceitful and wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
I don't even know what to say, yo. Like, half of me is like, yo, she's smart as hell. In the other half of me, it's like, that's fucked up. So I don't know which one it is because, okay, here we go. They've been living together for 5 years. Is that what I heard?
She owned the place for 5 years.
She's owned the place for 5 years.
How long they been living there for?
For a year.
Okay. And he ain't never once questioned her on who the landlord is?
He has never
met the landlord. He ain't want to see no lease agreement. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Part of me is like, I want to find this bitch and be like, yo, you cracked the motherfucking code for real. But then the other half is like, so I don't know if it's just she just smart like that, or this motherfucker is dumb. And dumb as shit. That's where I'm at. Like, I'm 50-50, like, damn, praise her. And then the other 50, like, come on, dude. Like, what the fuck? Right? Like, if you live in somewhere, there's specific things you need to see so you know everything is kosher and everything is looking right.
No, fuck. People need to stop glorifying doing wrong fucking things just because it might seem like a come up. That shit is wrong.
I feel mixed about this too. I don't got no problem with anything about this situation except for the fact that she didn't say anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about it this way. If your man is willing to pay your rent and your mortgage or the rent for your apartment, right? Whether you own the house or not, he still mentally is willing to pay all the bills, right? Because whatever your financial situation is, you two can't afford it together, or you're going to school, whatever the case may be. Maybe you're pregnant. I don't know. He's working. He got the money to pay for everything. That is fine. Cool. I don't know if it's a code as much as it is just, why ain't you tell me? You know what I mean? Because this is the one reason I have a problem with it, right? You are owning a home. You are building equity. You are building money and the lifestyle and the support that you have now to have financial stability as well as access in the future. Obviously, he does not know that. That is a side of you financially that you are hiding from him. So why are y'all living together? That's my issue, right? If you're going to share who you are, finances is part of that. Let's be real. And I'm not going to say this to call some people out. There are some of y'all that will not date a man with a credit score lower than 650. We know this. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. We accept this as men. Now, at the same token, a man should know whether or not you have a credit line of 700 or you got $200,000 worth of credit in a property. This is stuff, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just feel like if you can't share your full financial situation with your partner, then you aren't completely fully invested, because finances can make or break a relationship. We all know
that. Exactly. My thing is, put yourself in this position. If it was you, would you want to know? Would you want that done to you?
No.
Of course not. But I think it's safe to say that if any one of us three were in that situation, we would have took more precautions and would have been knowing exactly who owned the property and who we was paying and all of that stuff,
right,
too.
What I'm trying to say is, if it wouldn't be okay for you, why would you think it'd be okay for somebody else?
Listen,
because at some point you're an adult, and so you got to take responsibility for your end too. That's why.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that shit.
Oh, sometimes you got to let a motherfucker fall. That's what he's going to say.
Because it's the truth. Like, I feel for him. Don't get me wrong. I definitely feel for him. I just, the side of me is just like, why, how don't you know who owned the property? How don't you know those things? You know what I'm saying? If just for your peace of mind, you know, just to be like, you know, that's my only thing. I'm not saying he deserved this in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying if he would have asked more questions or did some more digging or something, he might not have been put in this situation.
You know what pisses me off about this whole situation?
What?
Right? Because I want you and our listeners to imagine this. Picture a brother who is dating a woman who has her own property, and she makes this TikTok video. This video is now viral, and she's not worried about it because probably her man doesn't have TikTok or doesn't care about TikTok. Whatever, to each their own. Me and Mailman have TikTok. Duke, you don't. We get it.
Nope.
All right. Now, let's say this man go and work.
I don't mean to cut you off, but although I feel like I got TikTok all the goddamn TikToks y'all send me every goddamn day, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, we be sending you TikTok.
We're gonna keep you posting. We gonna keep you posting.
Yeah, y'all do.
Shit, you gonna go ahead and going on in this bitch.
Go ahead and proceed.
Right. So here's my thing. Just like we send you TikToks, right? This man's boys probably do the same for his boys,
I bet.
Right? So then you're going to go into work today or the next day, and you're going to be like, hey, John, what's going on? Simp nigga. Shit. I'm paying my own damn bills. What you doing? That's what frustrates me.
True. That's what I'm talking about.
The other week, we talked about the guy getting knocked out because his woman started a fight at the football game. I'm sick and tired of good men taking L's with hoes. I'm sorry. I'm tired of them. Because he wanted to go to work and go around his boys. They're going to be like, you's a bitch. Can you even meet your landlord? I am not meeting your landlord. Not
hey, you dumbass man. What the hell are you doing?
You know what living at a place for a year means? That means you got to renew the lease. And you still ain't met your landlord?
How old are you, motherfucker?
You fired your boy. For real.
If I was your boy, I would have rolled your ass about this. I would have never let you live it down. And you just got to sit there like a, like the I ain't done shit face. Like I ain't got this shit face. And then you will be pissed off. Like you will be even more pissed off. Because not only did she lie to you, did she hide this from you, did she deceive you, but you had to spend an entire 8-hour shift of me reaming your ass about this topic. So
for real. Yep.
I ain't going to let you lay that shit down at all, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me find out the woman I'm with and I'm paying your mortgage and didn't know about it. I'm not going to be too mad because I'm like, yeah, you know, now, okay, when we want to buy a house together, we got a little bit of equity. But if I decide to get married, you paying for your own damn ring. Nah, fuck that. You pay me on what ring you won't get me. What's your bank account like? Because I know mine looking a little bit dry.
No shit. Yeah,
I'd be like, look, man, I would buy you a ring, but my landlord be tripping.
My landlord just raised the rent up. Like, yep. I can't afford to get a ring, right?
Yeah, shit. You need to chalk it up with them and see if they can drop this shit.
Mm-mm. Now you see, now you got me thinking. I wonder if that half of them raised the rent on that nigga. She's probably like every 3 months. She's like, baby, we only signed a 3-month lease. Now the rent went back up again.
That is fucking jacking it up.
Come home, be like, hey, babe, I got a raise. I make $200 more a month. She's like, good, because our rent just raised $200. Looks like we breaking even. Oh, boy.
Really?
Listen. Real shit. Janae, to have your own property this age of 5 years, kudos to you. I'm happy for you that you have your property. Tell your man, because you do not want him to find out and to find out for you.
Oh, he know now.
Yeah, he know now.
That nigga know. There's no way he don't know now. Yeah. And I need to do a follow-up on that shit. Ooh, I want to know.
I'm going to check.
I want to know what happened.
To our listeners and to us, we're going to check the TikTok. We're going to talk about
that. I'm going
to
tell y'all what happened. He got real toxic real quick.
Probably right on that.
All that toxic shit we were talking about.
That shit got real toxic real quick, man. That's what happened.
And on that note, man, we're gonna sign off, man, to Duke and Mailman. Listen. I love you guys. To our listeners, man, stay tuned. We got a special guest coming on the show next week that's going to talk to us about investing. We're really excited about it. We got a couple interviews that we've got coming up. Listen, we're just going to keep in touch with you guys. To my man's Mailman and Duke, listen, fellas, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to our listeners, keep dreaming. Y'all take care.